Lord, only so be simple up. Lord, in thy presence, here we meet. May we in thee be found. Oh, make the place divinely sweet, and let thy grace abound. With harmony thy servants bless, that we may all do thee. How good, how sweet, how pleasant it, when brethren all agree. May Zion should be kept in view, and bless our people in that all we undertake to do. May up for oxygen depletion, turn to number 457. Let's see here. Fly then, ye interposed. have a selection?
The 456. That was the first time I ever requested a gift.
456. So me do as I stand by the side of the mountain and hear the handiwork of God. I'm reminded of life's flowing fountain and the rocks spinning there by Moses' rod. Of the clear flowing brook which drink my fill. Let me rest by the fountain, and sit down at the top of Zion's hill. From the mountain my head surely cometh, surely cometh. My feet know shall there be moon, and my cup day by day overflowing, there the power of God is fully proved. Let me say, by the mountain of the clear flowing brook with drink my fill. Let me rest by the mountain, and sit down at the top of Zion's hill. Hear the Lord our own God is a keeper, on the right hand ever is our shade. He'll prepare that the soul nevermore shall be afraid. Let me stand by the mountain of the clear flowing brook with drink my fill. Let me rest by the fountain, and sit down at the top of Zion's hill.
About 41.
41. 41.
Why?
Thank you. Stand if you're able, please. Hymn number 25.
So many on the mount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, strength of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Fixed upon it, mouth of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to
the need of each and every circumstance. Lord, if of thy dear little ones. And Lord, we just pray that you see those according to thy righteous will, that you would give comfort and peace, Lord. Or, Lord, just whatever that need may be in accordance with thy will. Lord, we pray just now especially for our pastor this morning, Lord, as he comes to preach thy word, that you would loose his tongue, Lord, and that you might take away anything that would be a distraction. And Lord, in like manner, give us a hearing ear. And Lord, take those things away from us that might cause us not to be able to give thy full attention to thy word. And now, Lord, we pray these things along with the forgiveness of our exceeding sinfulness. In thy blessed name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
For just a little bit, or a few minutes, if you would turn to Colossians, I believe it's chapter 1, again, just a couple of minutes. I'm going to go to a couple of different places, but I'm going to go to the other place for just one verse, maybe two. But it's all, especially here, it's all familiar. But I'll just go ahead and say again, what's on my mind is the duty of a child of the Most High, how we ought to conduct ourselves toward our brothers and our sisters. So that's what's again been on my mind as I read through these scriptures. Read for a long time, you think it's you read as much as I have here in the last little bit that have a whole lot to say, but thoughts get a little bit, well, not a little, I get a whole lot muddled, go a lot of different places. But nonetheless, duty, or what we should do as a child of God, in our dealings with, especially our brothers and our sisters. And sometimes, and a lot of times, we don't know. We may look at somebody and cast a wrong judgment. That's and again, we've heard it. It's not our business, but we've all done it, and we'll probably do it again. That's probably not one. That's probably not one. So that's not my brother and my sister. We've done it. But anyway, we're not supposed to do that. Not at all. And the Lord tells us. So I'm going to begin reading in Colossians. I said chapter 1. It's chapter 2. I'm going to read the first two verses. Colossians chapter 2, beginning verse 1. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them that Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, I can't stop there, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Brother Paul here, and not just him, all the apostles, I believe, had the same heart toward their brothers and their sisters. But let me ask you this. Do you think, and you don't have to, because Scripture tells us something to the contrary, do you think that everywhere that the apostles went among God's people, that they were received well? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Some of the Lord's people threatened to kill them, beat them. With that in mind, how do we treat our brothers and our sisters? What Paul said here, he had a great conflict for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen his face in the flesh. He didn't say for as many as long as they believe what I believe, they meet my standard. Brothers and sisters, we need, in the words of our pastor, it's high time that we use the Lord's word for our standard and how we live our life and treat our brothers and our sisters. This has nothing to do with if somebody sees something a little bit different or even flies a different flag. If they're a blood-bought child of God, they're our brethren. They are our brethren. This second verse, this conflict that he had for them, we question ourselves, do we have the same conflict? and this conflict, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. I got to think about that word knit. We think a lot of old folks, or I did, and growing up especially, because it was, you saw it a whole lot more often than you do now, but a whole lot of sewing and knitting going on. And if you take a piece of cloth that's been knitted, it takes a whole lot to carry it. I mean, it's tight. It's a tight weave. And if we are knit together in love and in accord with Christ, that don't tear apart to us. It may not tear apart to us at all. And it makes our union as a body strong, which will flow out again into our everyday life as individuals. You know, even though we're separated, we can still be knit together in that bond and in that love of Christ. I want to flip over here. I thought of this verse while I was reading that. And you don't have to flip over here. It's in 1 John chapter 5. I'm just going to read the first verse. It says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him." Again, brothers and sisters, there's no stipulation there that if they believe exactly this way or exactly that way, it doesn't have to line up with you. If they're a child and they're born again and we don't show love toward them, you know what the scripture says? It says we're not born of God. Now, that's not in an eternal sense now. That's in our, we're dead to it. That would be in our experience. So how we treat one another, and especially those outside, we'll say because we're with a lot of us, if not all of us, that saw some pretty ugly things firsthand that came out of the old Baptist church. So when we think about how we deal with those, it's one thing in our church, but outside of the old Baptist, we need to go to the Word of God and see how the Lord dealt with it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, how He instructed the apostles and how they instructed the disciples to treat those that were maybe outside of the faith, so to speak. You know, that they, the apostles' love for, I'll say this, I believe the apostle Paul, his love for those places he went that saw his life because he preached Christ. I believe by the testimony of the Scripture that his love for those that saw his life was just as great as his love for his fellow apostles. I believe that. So again, this is the Lord's Word. This is His standard.
Yes.
So let's apply it to ourselves. And where do we fall? Where do we fall when it comes to that? How we treat our brothers and our sisters. Again, you know, are we expecting, and it's common. And if we say we don't, let's be careful. But are we asking somebody to meet our standard? Or are we asking them to meet, you know, God's Word? Are we Jesus? Is that what we're asking to meet? Which is what we need to be meeting.
Yes.
Come on, brother.
Amen.